Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's interesting. One of my boys, Tony L., says, I love Joe Tamalini, but is there a bigger picture? There should be a middle ground. Who wants to go to risk COVID-19 for a dish of pasta? Should we not put science on one end and politics on the other? There are riots every day to get really smart people to wear a mask. He's right. Check this out. I was on vacation 2 weeks. I probably went with my kids and wife, obviously, to a half a dozen restaurants, maybe more. Okay? Some outside, some inside. No one is lining up to get into any restaurant right now. People are afraid. I'm 100% backing what Joe Tamalini and other restaurateurs are saying. Look, forget the 25%. Let us adhere to CDC guidelines. And then men who have led through this, who didn't yell and scream, men like Jay Costa say, we got to do more. Targeted assistance for small businesses, restaurants and taverns, $100 million. Bam. Increase the wholesale license discount for wine and spirit purchases. Bam. Waive all license renewal and permits. Bam. Eliminate late fees for delayed sale tax payments. Bam. Allow licensees to expand their license premise outdoors. Bam. Eliminate the $500 off-premise catering permit. Bam. Clarify ambiguous language in business interruptions insurance. Bam. That's leadership. That's smart. Folks, if you don't care, fine. Approximately 25 to 30,000 service industry jobs just in Allegheny County. 25 to 30,000. Call someplace paradise. Kiss it goodbye. That's what will happen to these restaurants unless something happens. Jay Costa joining me, Democratic leader. Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Marty. Good morning to you.
Well, you heard what I said. I'm very supportive of this lifeline, Jay. If they don't get it, this is not hyperbole, sir. There will be disastrous implications. Do you not agree, sir?
Oh, I totally agree. I think if we're not able to implement this package of measures you laid out, I think it's going to be disastrous for our bar, restaurant, even in our private venue centers as well. They're struggling as well. So you're exactly right. The number of folks who are employed, bar owners, restaurant owners have put their life savings into these businesses, their blood and sweat, keeping people employed, and it's tough, and we have to do something. But, Marty, there's two parts to this. That's sort of what I call the recovery phase.
Yes, sir.
We have the first part that I think we have to address and try to deal with and bring some consistency in the northeast region of our country as we see things going on. We also recommended that the governor modify his order.
I agree.
Which I think allows them, gives them greater flexibility with respect to the ability to open. In any business, at some point you get to a point where you can't operate and make any money. And I think for most bars and restaurants and the like and some of the limitations, that 25% is that number. So we're encouraging a modification or flexibility with respect to that. Similar to what other states are doing, what Ohio's doing in the restaurant and bar industry, what New York is doing, we just hope we can be consistent along those lines. So we penned a letter to the governor asking him to consider some modifications, and hopefully he'll take that under advisement.
I could give a damn about Jay Costa's political affiliation. This show's leadership. What he did was he sat down with men and women in the business, and they said, Jay, we're going to die unless you let us open under CDC guidelines, 6 feet, barriers, very careful. Inspections, punishment for violators. Do the right thing, and you sign this letter. Jay, you have a very close relationship with the governor. That's a fact, Jack. Can you not influence this to get this done today, tomorrow, sometime this week, sir?
Well, we're continuing to push him, Marty. And by the way, this is our whole Democratic caucus. I mean, I serve as our leader, but at the end of the day, every one of our members, because we speak twice a week in our Zoom conversations,
sure.
And this is an issue across the state. And in many of the areas where we don't have the similar nature, a similar type of a problem that we're experiencing, for example, here in Allegheny County. But at the end of the day, we continue to push, my colleagues continue to push the governor to reconsider or modify the order, because I do think there's parts of it that are essential to continue to mitigate against the spread. So we're going to continue to work on that path, and he's not there yet, but I think it's, you know, the last couple of days we've had good numbers in Allegheny County and modest numbers in across the state. If those numbers continue to trend downward, I think maybe we'll be able to convince him finally that some modifications need to be made to the order.
So, Jay, you know this. I know you've heard this because you know some of these guys. They're going to go rogue August 14th. In fact, a restaurateur just sent me a note. We will say right now, we don't care if you take our license. What's the difference? We're losing our houses. It's that bad, is it not, sir?
It is bad, but I certainly hope, and that came up in one of our meetings that we had, I certainly hope that they don't go rogue on August 14th. I just think that the consequences of that are too great. I think they've been, for the most part, nearly all these folks in both industries have been compliant with what the regulations require. You always have some bad actors who refuse to follow the rules, and they paint a bad picture for everybody, and that's unfortunate. But I recognize that, you know, a one-day demonstration that they're going to open or whatever it might be, you know, it may make them feel good that one day, but I think the consequences are far greater to our society and our community, and I would not recommend it, quite frankly. I think the course they've taken, they've become advocates in this space and working closely with Democrats and Republicans, trying to convince the House and Senate members, trying to convince the governor and others to make some modifications to allow them to survive. And then the resources that we talked about, I'll be there on the back end to help them recover. And that's what we're trying to be able to do here. So, but you're right. If they don't get together, back to some semblance of normalcy soon, it could be disastrous for a lot of folks. And what breaks your heart is, you know, these are folks who put their money and their life and everything. And, you know, that's the part that hurts. When you look at some of these other industries, Marty, they you know, whether they be hospitals or whether they be other types of places that, you know, universities and school districts, I mean, they have ways to get resources. These folks, you know, they don't have anywhere else to go. So that's how we have to step up and help them.
Jay Kosa, appreciate your leadership and your response. The guy always answers the call. That's a fact, Jack. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Marty.
Talk to you. Love what he's doing, showing leadership, something we don't see much. I don't care what his affiliation is. I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.